Japanese。
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。Welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好，我是 Melody.
And we're here today with Upper Beginner Season 1 Lesson 10, Going on Business in Hong Kong.
咁其中一个人呢要去出差。
Right, so this is a dialogue between two family members.
冇错，屋企人之间嘅对话。
Right, and it's sort of sad. Right, maybe it's husband and wife or two lovers. It's a bit bittersweet.
没错。
Because one of them is leaving on a business trip. Let's listen to the dialogue.
你執行李要去边度？
我听日要去日本出差。
咁你要去几耐？
一个月就返啦。
一个月先至返，
眨下眼就过。
咁你记得带手信返嚟啦。
Once more, a bit slower.
你執行李要去边度？
我听日要去日本出差。
咁你要去几耐？
一个月就返啦。
一个月先至返，
眨下眼就过。
咁你记得带手信返嚟啦。
And now, with an English translation.
你執行李要去边？
Where are you going with your luggage?
我听日要去日本出差。
I'm leaving for Japan tomorrow on business.
咁你要去几耐？
Then, how long will you be gone?
一个月就返啦。
I'll be back in just a month.
一个月先至返？
As long as a month?
眨下眼就过。
It'll be over quickly.
咁你记得带手信返嚟啦。
Just remember to bring some presents. I guess they're not close family. Right?
Because 可能是朋友。
I'm leaving tomorrow.
没错。
Surprise! Anyway, our vocab today is all about traveling on business, words you're going to use. Let's get to it.
Hung lei.
Luggage.
Hung lei. Hung lei. Sou sup.
To pack.
Sou sup. Sou sup.
To pack.
執執出差
To travel on business.
出差出差旅行
To travel for pleasure.
旅行旅行度假
To pass a vacation.
度假度假手信
Souvenir
手信手信日本
Japan
日本日本欧洲
Europe
欧洲欧洲
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases. Our first word is
行李
Luggage
行李
Luggage And if it's just a small bag, you could say that it's a hand-carried luggage.
手提行李
Right, like a carry-on in the airplane.
没错，手提行李。
We have two words in our vocab section today that mean to pack. The first is
收拾,
to pack.
收拾,
and that's the more formal word.
是啊，没错。如果是口语化一点的话，我们就会说执,
to pack.
执,
so if someone calls you while you're getting ready for a trip, you can tell them, I need to pack my luggage.
我需要执行李。
I need to pack my luggage.
我需要执我的行李。
Right. Or, I can't speak now. I need to pack my luggage.
我现在不可以讲嘢，我需要执我的行李。
Right. Now, when they ask you what you're doing, where you're going, you can say, I'm going out on business.
我要去出差。
I'm traveling on business.
我要去出差。
And that's the verb for business travel.
出差。
To travel on business.
出差。
For instance, I'm going on business to Europe.
我去欧洲出差。
I'm going on business to Japan.
我要去日本出差。
Or, I'm going on business to China.
我要去中国出差。
I'm going on business to China.
我要去中国出差。
So that's going on business. Melody, what's going out for pleasure?
我们用旅行。
I'm going on vacation to Europe.
我去欧洲旅行。
I'm going to Japan on vacation.
我去日本旅行。
I'm going to China for vacation.
我去中国旅行。
And wherever you go, if there's someone you care about back home, it's always a good idea to get them something.
我们叫它做手信。
A souvenir.
手信。
And Melody, what's your favorite souvenir?
可能 bag 或者衫。
Yeah, I like t-shirts. Useful. But that's the word again for souvenir.
手信。
Don't forget to get me a souvenir.
不好忘记带手信。
Or, if you're the one who's on business, I bought you a souvenir.
我买了手信给你。
Right. So it's not just for yourself. It can be a gift for other people as well.
没错。
Okay. So that's our vocab for today.
It's grammar time.
Our grammar point today is about time. And specifically, it involves two words.
就
and
先至
We see these in our dialogue where they mean as soon as or as late as.
譬如说一个月就回来。
I'll be back in just a month.
一个月就回来。
I'll be back in just a month.
一个月就回来。
Or,
一个月先至回。
As long as 1 month?
一个月先至回。
Let's take a look at what's happening in a bit more detail. First, we have a length of time. Here, it's 1 month.
一个月。
One month.
一个月。
This can be any length of time.
没错。
So we could say 3 months.
三个月。
5 years.
五年。
10 minutes.
十分钟。
3 months.
三个月。
5 years.
五年。
10 minutes.
十分钟。
So first we say the length of time, and then we follow it by either
就
or
先至。
In the first case, if we use
就
we're suggesting that this length of time is, it's really short. Something is going to happen in as soon as this amount of time. So if something's going to happen quickly, you could say
就
as in
譬如说 我十分钟就到。
I'll be there in 10 minutes.
我十分钟就到。
Right. And the word
就
implies that it's happening quickly.
没错。
Sooner than you're expecting.
嗯。
Now, if you said the opposite, if you said
我十分钟先至到。
You're saying, it's going to take me as long as 10 minutes.
我十分钟先至到。
So changing these words changes the entire meaning of the sentence by changing what you're implying.
是啊。
That this length of time is short or it's long.
嗯，用先至可能比你预期中的时间长。
Yeah. Let's take a look at an example with a longer period of time. For instance, 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
I won't see you again for 5 years. For instance,
譬如说我要5年先至毕业。
I'll graduate in 5 years.
我要5年先至毕业。
I'll graduate in 5 years. And again, our choice of word is important because that's saying,It's going to take 5 years.
没错。
It's going to take a longer time than really I wish it would.
表示时间是长一点的觉得。
Yeah. If you actually reversed that though and you said,
我5年就毕业了。
It would seem very quickly.
没错。As if 5年是预期之中更短。
Yes, no one would expect you to graduate in 5 years, but you're managing it somehow.
没错。
Okay?So it's a tricky thing to master.
但是非常之有用。
Yeah, because in English, we don't really do things the same way. But remember, when you want to do this, first say the amount of time.
1个月5年10分钟
Follow it by one of these adverbs.
就
Or
先至
And then follow it by the action that's going to happen.
没错。
In our dialogue, we had these two examples.
我一个月就回来。
I'll be back in just a month.
我一个月就回来。
In our dialogue, we had these two examples.
我一个月就回来。
I'll be back in just a month.
或者一个月先至回。
As long as a month? So, remember,In Cantonese, it's all a matter of perspective.
没错。
And with that, that's all the time we have for today. Before we let you go, though, I want to remind you, if you don't have a free account, make sure to sign up for one at CantoneseClass101.com.
好快的，只需要5秒钟就搞定了。
Yeah, it doesn't take any time at all, and it's going to get you access to a lot more free stuff, which is super useful for learning Cantonese.
没错。
For now, though, that's all the time we have.We hope you enjoyed the show. If you have any questions, our website address one more time.
CantoneseClass101.com.
Come visit us online and leave a comment. We'll be glad to hear from you.
希望在上面可以见到你们。我是 Melody.
And I'm David.
多谢收听。
Thanks for listening.
Bye bye.
你执行李要去边度？
我听日要去日本出差。
咁你要去几耐？
一个月就翻啦。
一个月先至翻？
眨下眼就过。
咁你记得带手信翻嚟啦。